him. Yesterday, the 14 juz was recited in the Taraweeh Salam. So beginning with Surah Al-Hijr, one ayat of the Quran Al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا ذِكْرَ وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, that indeed we have revealed the reminder, that is the Quran Al-Kareem, and we are the sole protectors of the Quran Al-Kareem. So today it is a living miracle that we see not only the young, even the elderly and the old, whether it be males or females, have committed the Quran to memory from cover to cover, and has been stored in a vault that is in their hearts. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike the other previous scriptures, the people are given the responsibility of protecting it, and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, بِمَسْتُحْفِذُمْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken responsibility upon himself that he has protected it. And we know in one instance in India, when the British India wanted to get rid of the Quran al-Kareems, they started destroying each and every copy they had in the possession. So one alim brought it to the attention and brought a youngster and told him to read from this ruku and that ruku and this surah. And then they were amazed and baffled. And he asked them, now what do you have to say? You can destroy the kitabs, the mushaf, but these little children, Allah has permitted them to commit it to memory. It is mentioned of an incident during the time of the Abbas Khalifa Ma'mun, rahmatullah alayhim, that a certain Jew came and accepted Islam on his hands. So naturally this person asked that what inspired you to accept Islam. So he said that I took certain copies of the Torah and the Injil, and where I went to the synagogue, I went to the church, and with these copies of the Torah and the Injil, I made additions, I made subtractions, I put my own words, all everything, and then I sold it and I saw people happily accepting it. But when I took the Quran al-Kareem and I did the same thing, I made additions and subtractions and I added my different things from my side, and no sooner than I put it on the shelf and people started buying it, immediately people came and asked, this is not our Quran, this is not over here in this recording our Mus'haf, and this is concocted, etc. Then he realized that this Quran is the true speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this led him to come into the fold of Islam. And not only the words are protected, Allah mentioned لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, that O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will have to expound to the people what has been revealed to you. In other words, the meanings of the Quran al-Kareem. And we find this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is in fact the commentary of the Quran al-Kareem. And what the ulama al-muhaddithin have went to great lengths in trying to preserve the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, also there are people in that field who know exactly which hadith is concocted, which is fabricated, which is authentic, etc. And not only the words, not only the meanings, even the modes of recitation that the Qurra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them, that way they can, they have protected the different modes of recitation as well. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to our attention that insan, that Nabi ibadi anni ala al-ghafur rahim. Allah mentioned, tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform my bandas that I am very ghafur, I am most forgiving and very, very merciful. But at the same time, a person should understand, wa anna adhabi huwa al-adhab al-aleem, that my punishment is very, very severe. So a person should not take it and become beguiled and deceived by such ayats of the Quran al-Kareem, and the person continues sinning and says, I have hope in the mercy of Allah, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that it is a foolish person. وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَدْبَى نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهُ وَتَمَنَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْأَمَانِ وَكَمَا قَالْ, and a foolish person is that person who follows his whim and his desires, and then he has hope and tamanna on Allah that Allah is forgiving, Allah will forgive me, I can do what I want. So yeah, Allah, Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear that وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي وَالْعَذَابُ الْعَلِيمُ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith that al-imanu bayna al-khawf wal-raja, that iman is between two states, between hope and also between fear. The ulama explained that when a person is young and he's got stamina in him and his passions are very, very strong at that time, a person should have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should be a dominant feature in his life. And when he becomes old, now he cannot do anything. Now over there, a person should have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoled Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that inna kafinaka al-mustahzi'in, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who ridicule you, those who mock you, we are there, we suffice for you. And from the time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people were mocking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ridiculing him. What then, what didn't they do to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So today is nothing surprising where people mock Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ridicule him. And we know the cartoon saga. In today's time, people are making movies and documentaries. We find so many negative articles on the internet, statements of the kuffar, all against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah is consoling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also the believers, that Allah will take care of them. Allah is sufficient for them. Also, a person should understand that he died in our hands. There was recently a person from Holland who made a documentary or a movie against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all evil was displayed in that movie. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the tawfiq of accepting Iman, and this person alhamdulillah accepted Islam, and this person came to the fold of Islam, and he had the opportunity of going for Hajj and also going in front of Rosa Mubarak and reciting salawat. We at one stage, this person made such evil things, sarcastic remarks on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he is standing before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Iman. And this ayat was revealed, it is mentioned that there were five people who were great enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was Walid, Asim, Aswad bin Muttalib, Harith bin Qais, and Aswad bin Abdul Mughith. These people were once performing tawaf around the Kaaba, and Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you have to say with these individuals? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are my enemies, and they have caused me a lot of takleef. They are the ones who ridicule me and mock me. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, and Jibreel alayhi salam indicated to each person, to a certain limb of a person's body. For example, one person's eyes, one person's leg, his foot, his stomach, etc. And each person, whichever parts that Jibreel alayhi salam pointed to, each of them were afflicted with a certain disease, and this ultimately led to their death. So Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here gives the guarantee that Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I will suffice for you against those who make mockery against you. And in the end of this verse, end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ, that celebrate the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be among those who make sajid. That means who make excessive salah, sajdas, and perform a lot of salah. And wa'bud rabbaka hatta yatika al-yaqeen, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that until yaqeen comes to you. Ya yaqeen means which is certain, that is death. Till death a person ought to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person should have this yaqeen that this is death. Yaqeen over here means death. The after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the beginning of Surah An-Nahl, and towards the bottom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his different qudrat and his miracles, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْأَنْعَامَ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا دِفْءُ وَمَنَافِعُ وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ, that amongst the cattle, amongst the animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for you. And for you in these cattle, there is warmth. That and in the hides, the skins, and the wool of animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides warmth for you. There are many, many uses, وَمَنَافِعُ, so many benefits, and from amongst it, وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions different modes of transport, animals, etc., Allah mentioned, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and He will create and continue creating of things that you don't even know. He mentioned in India when the steam engine was first introduced, so people started marveling and saying, oh, what a nice invention, etc. So Ma Qasim Nanoti rahmatullahi, when he saw the steam engine, he just read the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, that وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, Allah will create things that you don't even know. And today we can see the different modes of transport, that how technology has gone leaps and bounds, so many modes of transport, and how sophisticated they have become. This all the qudrat, and who has given insan to make all these things? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning many verses of His qudrat, mentions one verse, وَهُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ الْبَحْرَ, that Allah is the one who has subjugated the ocean for you. And not only that, لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا, that you can eat of that thing which is very fresh, that is with regards to fish. And وَتَسْتَخْرِجُ مِنْهُ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا, and you can extract and take out from the oceans which you in the form of jewels that you wear. تَلْبَسُونَهَا, yeah, we find that your beautiful pearls, corals, etc. Person goes deep into the oceans and he will find these beautiful corals and pearls and beautiful stones. And yeah, a woman adorn themselves in the form of necklaces and earrings also. Muti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, yeah, the Quran mentions talbasuna, referring to the men, that you will wear it. Yeah, it means there is a hint that, in other words, the women folk, that is the wives, should adorn themselves for the husband and should please the husband, not for the people outside as in regards to strangers, etc. So they are wearing all these things, the permissible within the confines of the Sharia, and also it is very, very meritorious for pleasing the husband as well. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the kuffar, when the mushrikeen, when in those days, where to have, if a woman had to conceive a female, this was looked down upon them, and people used to bury them alive, and what they shouldn't do. And in those days, the woman were considered as the piece of inheritance, and were mistreated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave respect to the woman folk to the, via the deen of Islam, via the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today Allah has given them izzat. Unfortunately, the people out there, the wolves and the enemies of Allah, are trying to rob our women folk of the izzat and the honor of their dignity, and trying to display them on everything and trying to disgrace them. So ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى, that when any one of you is given glad tidings of a girl, then what happened? ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدَّ, that his face becomes darkened, and he وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ, and he tries to suppress his fury and his anger. يَتَوَارَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ, and he tries to hide from the people, مِنْ سُوءٍ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ, because of the evil tidings that he has received. أَيُمْسِكُوا, now he's in a predicament. أَيُمْسِكُوا عَلَىٰ هُنْ أَمْ يَدُسُّ فِي تُرَامٍ, should I retain this girl of disgrace, or should I bury it alive? So أَلَىٰ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ, Allah says, how evil is the decision they make. Where Allah mentions in another verse, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ, that these people who are buried alive, they will be asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, what sin did you commit that these people buried you? That in fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one person mentioned in the front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that prior to accept Islam, what and what didn't he do? He had one little girl accompany him, and that innocent girl, she accompanied the father, just like how a small child goes for a walk, little not realizing that the father is going to bury her alive. And she even helps the father to dig up her own, so to say, her own grave. And then when he puts her into that pit, and she puts her stand, and she starts crying and pleading with the father, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts crying. I said, where was the mercy? Didn't you have any mercy in your heart that you buried little children like that? Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَإِبْرَةٍ, that indeed in this cattle there is a lesson for you. What is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the cow? That the cow, person should understand, look at the cow, it eats green grass, it drinks clear water, and in that body there is filth, there is excrement, there is blood. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he take up in the midst of all these things? That he takes a labanan khalisan, pure milk, sa'igan lisharibin, that which is palatable to drink, which is so enjoyable to drink, and a person enjoys it. So yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests his qudrat. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the perfect intelligence and the system of governance of the bee, that how perfect the management, administration, the construction of hives, how they collect the honey from and suck nectar from the different fruits and flowers, and this what is produced, honey is produced, and it is shifa'ul linas, it is effective remedy and shifa for people, not for Muslims, not for mu'mineen, but Allah mentions even for non-believers, for mankind at large. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, whenever any abscess used to come up on his body, he used to take that honey and place it on that places, and he used to say that this honey is shifa'ul linas. and مختلف ألوانه. There are so many colors, so many fragrances, and so many tastes from different flowers, different fruits. On one occasion, Ahmad Lad Sahib, Dan Barakatu, and one old worker's jawari explained that the whole system of the bee, and from there he took out very beautiful points with regards to the importance of mashwara, or being the Amir, etc. And we see how beautiful the system of the bees work. Different bees are given different responsibilities, and how they provide, make that hive, how perfect the hexagonal shape, etc. In that beehive, there are different compartments. There is a maternity ward over there, there is a production ward over there, and over there, there's a queen bee. If you don't, if you not follow the instructions, then that other bees are discarded and rejected, and they are killed. And this is the whole system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the highways, how they fly from one tree to another fruit, to this branch, to that flower. All this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and manifests itself to us, and this is the power and miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, which is a very famous ayat. And normally people, when they hear this ayat, now they understand, now the khutbah is ending, now you need to stand up. But if a person only understands what ayat this is, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned that this is one of the most comprehensive ayats of the Quran al-Kareem. And what is this ayat? Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three things, the commands, three commandments, and three abstentions, three prohibitions. What are these three things? One is adl, one is justice. Wal ihsan, goodness or kindness. Wa ita'i bil qurba, that you fulfill the rights of your fellow people, that is especially those who are the close ones of yours, relatives, etc. And then what does he prohibit from? Wa yanha anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal bagh. Allah prohibits from shamelessness, wal munkar, from evil, wal bagh, and from transgression. Ya'idhukum la'allakum nadhakkarun. Allah gives nasihat to you. Allah makes his wa'as to you so that you can take heed. It is mentioned of a person by the name of Akhtam bin Sayfi, radiallahu anhu. We say radiallahu anhu because he accepted Islam. He was the leader of his tribe. And this person was a great enemy towards Islam. But he had the deliberate consciousness, the little spark in him, that what is this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is he? So he sent two delegates, two people from his time. And then they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man anta ma anta? That who are you and what are you? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, I am Muhammad bin Abdullah. I am Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Abdullah. And he said, I am the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse of the Quran al-Kareem, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. And then he made these two people memorize it, and told them, go back to your leader, this person, Akhtam bin Sayfi, and recited before your leader. When they came and told him that, and introduced who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, and when he recited this verse of the Quran al-Kareem, this struck his heart like a blow, and in a recess of the heart, the nur of hidayat entered in his heart, and he said, if this is the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then I am prepared to accept Islam. Not only he accepted Islam, but his entire tribe came to the fold of Islam. Now, subhanallah. Thereafter, also it is mentioned Hazrat Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu. He was the first person also to be buried in Jannatul Baqi. He mentioned that at first I accepted Islam, but I still had some reservations. I had some doubts. But no sooner did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion recite this verse, then all the doubts, the reservations I had flew out from my heart, and Islam came embedded and firmly embedded in my heart. And this ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi, made it a standard that every khutbah, a person reads it, whether it's in Jummah or Eid khutbah, and up till today we see it. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that of وَمَنْ أَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, that person who does good deeds, whether he be a male or a female, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, then we will give him a beautiful, a very enjoyable, very prosperous life. Yeah, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi explains on this ayat, on this hayat and tayyiba. He says, he explains another verse of the Quran al-Kareem, that how will hayat and tayyiba come in this world? He says that in another verse Allah mentions, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي جَنَّتَانَ, that person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this very world, he has the consciousness of Allah in his heart, and he stays away from gunas, to the best of his ability, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him two jannas. So a person might ask, where these two jannas came from? There is only one jannah. So yeah, the Mufassirin mentioned that one is jannah fil uqba, that the jannah we will get inshallah in a year after, bi liqa'i mawla, and in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other jannah we'll get in this world, cash, jannatun fi dunya bi huduri mawla, that will get the presence of Allah. You will see that everything, the system, everything that is happening is with Allah. You will feel Allah is with you. And then this life of yours will become jannat in this very world. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regards to the qissa of the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, where Allah mentions, وَدَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّةً, that Allah draws a parable, an example of a certain village, that they were very peaceful and they were contented. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقَهَا, Allah says that the sustenance was coming from all directions, from كُلِّ مَكَانٍ, from every place. But what happened, and this is a lesson, فَكَفَرَتْ, they became engrossed in ungratefulness. The kafar bi an umillah, and became ungrateful to the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah now changed the conditions from good to bad. Allah says, فَأَذَاقَهُ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ, we made him taste the clothing, the garments of poverty, والخوف, and with fear, بِمَا كَانِ يَصْنَعُونَ, of on account of what actions they did. Yeah, also the ulama explained in our times also, that a person, that fear the person has, to remove that fear, the person should make a lot of shukr for the ni'mat and bounties of Allah. Then Allah, inshallah, to the barakah of this fear, to the barakah of making shukr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant prosperity to such a person. It is mentioned that Makkah al-Mukarramah, for 7 years they underwent famine, and they were forced, and to such an extent, they had to eat dead carcasses, they had to eat filth, etc. Abu Sufyan, who was not a Muslim at that time, he came and he interceded, and he said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that no doubt we have done wrong, we have disobeyed you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the women folk are innocent, the children are innocent. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made arrangements for food to be sent from Madinah al-Munawwara. And yet the word libas has been mentioned, just like a covering, just like a cloth, the ilikurta or your shirt that covers you. This fear covered them, enveloped them, and this poverty enveloped them, because why they make na shukri. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very important verse for those who are involved in propagation, that udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah, that call unto the way of your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, do not see sabilillah. Ya Mutashafi Sa'ad mentioned the word Rabb has been mentioned. Ya, the person should understand that the tarbiyat is very, very important. That Allah makes our tarbiyat, and likewise we have mashayikh make our tarbiyat. So ya, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made their tarbiyat, and in our times the mashayikh, that we go to them for our tarbiyat. So ya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how should you call them? That bil hikmah, that call them with wisdom. And what is this wisdom? Wisdom means yawdiyam, to say the correct thing in the correct manner at the correct time. That is to say the correct thing in a correct manner at the correct time. This is hikmah. That is, a person should consider the addressee. وَالْأَوَّلْ مَوْئِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ, and giving him good counsel, means a person who is advising a person, he should be a well-wisher. He should be a sympathizer for that person. And the addressee should realize in his heart that the person who is addressing him, he does not have any personal or ulterior motive. His heart becomes satisfied and he accepts the da'wah. And then the Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahmatullahi has mentioned that these two ingredients are the main things with regards to giving da'wah propagation. If a person faces a situation, now a person is very obstinate and he wants to argue, dear to all, to Allah has given us guidelines, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنْ, that if you have to argue with them, then argue in a very good manner. What it means, in a spirit of politeness, of gentleness, intending only good for the person, not to belittle the person, not to insult him, or to score points. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, on this very ayat, he says that just like liquor is called jumma'u itham, it is the mother of all evils. He said when a person has a wrong intention of arguing or debating with people, this also will lead to other sins. Like how alcohol, when a person is drunk, then he is intoxicated. This leads him to so many other sins. But when he is intoxicated with this, that I want to overpower this enemy of mine, win this debate and score points, then this person becomes haughty. He has pride in him, boastfulness, vanity, and he has that holier than thou attitude. So this a person shouldn't have. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُقِبْتُمْ بِهِ, which was previously also mentioned, that if you have to take any retribution, any revenge, then proportionate to that wrong that was done to you, accordingly only that amount you are allowed to take retribution. But the teachings are so beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wala in sabartum." But oh my bandas, if you make sabr, if you persevere, overlook the faults of the people, lahu akhirul lisabirin. This is best for you. These are the qualities of sabr. This is best for those people who have sabr. Wasbir wa ma sabruka illa billah. Exercise patience, and this patience is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala tahzan alim. And do not grieve what the people cause you to do, what they tell you, how they mock you, jeer you, or they cause you taklif and inconvenience you. وَلَا تَكُوا فِي ضَيْقٍ مِمَّا يَنْكُرُونَ. And do not become sad over the affairs of planning against you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah says, Allah is with those people who have taqwa. Here again sifat, that مَعَ الَّذِينَ, Allah is with that person who adopts taqwa, and those who do good. Allah give us these two qualities as well, inshallah.